pregnant French jihadi wife killed during attack on prison guards. By Chris Tomlinson on March 8, 2019. The pregnant wife of notorious French Islamist Mikhaïl Guillaume was shot dead by prison guards this week after the pair stabbed two guards with a ceramic knife. Muslim convert Mikhaïl Guillaume was joined by his wife Hanane Aboulana in the prison's Family Life Unit, UVF, where the attack occurred on Tuesday morning at around 9 a.m., Le Point reports. Aboulana arrived at the prison fully veiled, and only a few minutes after her arrival her husband was able to stab one guard in the arm, chest, and in the back, and then a second guard in the arm and the face. The pair then fortified their position until they were raided by security forces, shooting and killing 34-year-old pregnant Aboulana and injuring 27-year-old Kiolo. Mikhaïl Kiolo is an infamous Islamist in France, having murdered 89-year-old Roger Terrell, a French war hero who survived the Nazi Dachau concentration camp, in 2012 at the age of 20. Kiolo, along with two others, tied up Daryl leading to his suffocation and then made off with his war medals and cash. He was sentenced to 28 years in prison after being found guilty of the murder, which was later increased to 30 years. According to French newspaper Le Parisien, Aboulana was also carrying two vials of an unknown substance which investigators say they are currently analyzing. Aboulana is said to have grabbed the vials in her hands at the time she was shot by police. The incident has raised questions about the security within French prisons and how a ceramic knife had been smuggled into the prison that day. A supervisor at the French prison said that the guards only have the ability to use metal detectors on visitors and that they cannot do a full-body search without the permission of the visitor, and said guards cannot even force a visitor to leave, as only the police have that power. Supervisors have less power in this area than private agents at the entrance of a football stadium, another guard said. The lack of security also allowed two jihadists to not only plan a terror attack but also communicate directly with members of the Islamic State terror group with smuggled mobile phones in October 2017. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.